Time for Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, this is something that I know Sybil's mom and Kim Whitley's mom taught them, and that is talking to your kids about money.
Yes, I've talked about this before, and my interest was piqued because there's a new survey out from Chase which reinforces the fact that most Americans are not doing the job, although many say their family and parents directly affect how they think about money. So your family and parents have this huge influence. So if they don't talk to you, what does that mean? You don't know what to do.
Did your parents talk to you about money?
My mother did. She started very, very early, but just giving me basic insights about money. I've told this story before, everything from when I was a child, she'd have me pay the check before I could count. Then when I could count, she'd have me count the change, figure out the tip, all sorts of things like that. I did all the time. I knew what the gas bill cost, what the phone bill cost, what our rent was. She was very, very specific about those things.
And Kim Whitley says that her mom taught her to pay herself first, and to this day, that's what she does.
That's a really great lesson, just understanding the importance of saving and investing so that you have a nest egg, an emergency fund, that you can take care of yourself in your old age. That's a very, very important lesson and a great one. The thing is that if in the survey that just came out, only 56% of Americans say they've even talked to their kids about money. So that's just over half have said they've said anything at all. That number is only about 50% for baby boomers, and it's less for millennials.
Well, my parents talked to us about money. They just said they never had any. That's what we're talking about.
We didn't have a lot either, but it at least established, you know, one, you understood the value of it just from that conversation alone, how precious that resource was, that old saying that it doesn't grow on trees.
Right.
And so it becomes a very, very valuable conversation. Just a third of parents say they've explained even anything about credit scores to their kids or how to improve their credit report, which we know is everything that affects how much you pay for interest on car loans, on mortgages, your ability to get a job, your ability to even get a cell phone, potentially your credit score is tied to it.
Sybil, what did your mama teach you?
Well, a lot like what you were saying in terms of paying bills, and like when we did go out to dinner and things like that, as far as paying the tab, as well as my mother used to have me write the checks for the gas and the electric and the phone bill and things like that.
I did that too.
Yeah,
which is really interesting. Just understanding, then you knew what it cost. You weren't entering the world not sure of what things are.
And utilities, you know, and how making out a budget, which a lot of people don't do anymore. And, you know, and I just remember my mom sitting and me at the desk and writing out each one and then knocking it off your budget. And then, you know, and showing me her paycheck, which you never heard about people doing, you know, talking about how much money they made.
I didn't realize there was three numbers in a credit score, so I got out of college. So is three numbers supposed to be in this thing? Okay.
The interesting thing, even though most parents aren't doing it, a third of them say they're really hungry for resources on how to actually have the talk, mm-hmm. how to communicate with their kids about money. And there's some really good information on the American Bankers Association website that has tools that you can use. There are also great resources on mint.com that we put both of those links up, Tom, on the Black America webpage. And so that might help people with some of the materials, articles, games even that you can use to teach your children financial literacy.
And Melody, I'm not this morning, of course, but maybe in the future, I heard a study this weekend that women are really depending upon men as far as their finances are concerned and investing and saving for the future. That they aren't being very proactive in situations.
Well, we'll look that up and see what we can find if there's new information on it.
There's been
a longstanding issue about taking control of your own financial future. So I'm not surprised, but let's see what the recent data is showing.
Yeah, absolutely.
More about this on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Money Mondays, Melody Hobson, 23 before the hour.